This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz Dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you cannot have any.
And today, I think this may be the thinnest premise for a show we've ever done.
That's right.
It's mini cookies.
You came up with this
one. I know.
What on earth made you think of mini cookies?
I wanted to do some kind of packaged cookie because I'm lazy and wanted to do something easy. And I was like, but we've already done, like, chocolate mint cookies. We already did two different Pepperidge Farm cookies episodes. And Watson and I were, like, out wandering around and went into a convenience store. And she was like, what about mini cookies? I'm like, okay.
Love it. So, Matthew, you know, I think that the original mini cookie that I had forgotten about, truly, until you mentioned it in the agenda for the show, is Teddy Grahams.
Yeah, totally.
These came out when we were kids.
Yes, I remember when they came out, they were like a massive hit. Every kid wanted them. Mm-hmm. But these are mini Teddy Grahams.
These are tiny, and they were already small.
They're already mini.
They're already really small. Okay, so let's kind of try to give our listener an approximation. I would say that these are about as tall.
Well, we did poppy seeds last week. I would say each of these is the size of a poppy seed.
No, they're not. I would say each of these is as, each of the teddies is as tall as the diameter of a quarter?
I think smaller.
Nickel?
I think like a nickel.
Okay.
Maybe a quarter.
So when we were kids, these guys were already pretty small. But,
but they've shrunk.
They've shrunk. You know, I would say they have gotten. What are you doing? Oh, we're going to measure it against some coins. Still tastes like Teddy Grahams. My favorite Teddy Graham.
I'm going to accidentally eat a nickel.
My favorite Teddy Graham used to be the chocolate ones.
Oh, yeah, me too. No, you're right. It's a little bigger than a nickel. You're absolutely right. It's the size. It's the diameter of a quarter. Should I still eat this one that's touched some money?
Okay. Yeah, you should. Because that money's probably been in that jar for a long time.
And so it's fine.
Yeah.
I only eat old money.
Mm-hmm. Matthew, so, you know, I have to say, hold on. I want to just talk about Teddy Grahams for a second.
Please.
As an adult, I still eat a lot of graham crackers. And Teddy Grahams do taste like a little different to me somehow from a graham cracker. But isn't this just a teddy bear shaped graham cracker?
I'm sure there is some, like, high caliber food engineering that goes into making Teddy Grahams have a slightly just unique enough flavor that kids will demand them, even once they get bored with the shape.
I'm into these.
Also, there are instructions on the back of the bag for discovery ideas. How do you make musical notes? Fill several glass bottles with water, with different levels of water. Have your child blow across the tops of the bottles to create their own music. There's always so much to discover with Teddy.
I thought they were going to say, fill several jars with money.
send them to this address.
No, anyway. Okay, but Matthew, why does the world need mini Teddy Grahams? I mean, these were already so small.
I'm kind of enjoying them. Like,
yeah, why would you okay, but hold on. I know we're supposed to be on memory lane, but hold on. Why would you choose a mini cookie?
Oh, just in general?
Yeah, why does this exist?
Pure fun. Let's take these Nutter Butters, for example. So, like, regular Nutter Butters are sort of like, you know, cartoon peanut shape.
That's right.
But these are just little round sandwiches.
Okay.
And they're so cute.
Wait, did you already know about that?
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. I got it. Oh, God, I hadn't had one of these in a while.
They're good.
Oh my God. They taste like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah. I mean, they taste sort of like a Reese's piece also because they don't have chocolate. Although there are chocolate covered regular sized Nutter Butters. Although they're like large round ones. They're not peanut shaped, I don't think. Yeah, I did. I remember when I first saw these mini Nutter Butters, I remember that very day. No, Matthew, I remember getting them at the store and they were good.
We haven't had a perfectly engineered food product in a while.
Oh, what's
I feel
happening?
One coming on.
Okay, yeah.
These little Nutter Butter Bites.
They're great.
Yeah. They're really good. The texture is really nice. It's a really nice, like, short cookie texture.
Yep.
The peanut butter flavor is so delicious in, like, a almost candy-like way.
I almost,
and they're also really pleasing in terms of their size and their roundness.
So I agree, and yet I almost could go for them to be a little smaller so I could toss a handful of them in my mouth like I could easily do with the mini Teddy Grahams.
Yeah, so I want to talk about this. Like, are you the kind of person who, when you're eating something like something else that's on the small side, like
popcorn shrimp?
Whatever. Are you a toss a handful back kind of person?
Yeah, I'm a toss a handful back kind of person.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I am not. And so there's a part of me that's like, what am I supposed to do with these tiny morsels of food? Like, they're just so little.
That's just what the birds say when they come to your bird feeder.
How much of this am I supposed to eat? Is that part of the point that, like, if you sell things in, like, these little packages, these, like, little portions, that people will, I don't know, do people go through it faster? Because when you open one of these little bags, you're like, oh, got to finish it.
I think so. I mean, yeah, these are like, you know, the ones that were, like, billed as, like, the portion control format at some point, which yeah, is a drag. Womp. But this bag of Teddy Grahams is pretty substantial.
That's true.
But then we've got, like, individual bags that, yeah, are definitely supposed to be one serving of Nutter Butter Bites, Mini Chips Ahoy, and Oreo Minis.
Okay.
One thing I didn't get but kept thinking I wanted to because they're really satisfying is, have you had the Mini Cool Ranch Doritos that come in a Pringles can?
No.
They're literally just smaller Doritos that come in a Pringles can.
Are they stacked like Pringles?
They are not. It's just like a big pile of little chips in a can. But they're really good.
Okay.
I should have gotten them. Hey, I should have tried to convince you that they are a cookie.
You know what? Hold on. Before we leave memory lane, which we were never really on to start with, do you remember Famous Amos?
Yes. I did not get any Famous Amos, but I absolutely do.
That was the original mini cookie, yeah. I think.
I mean, think so.
That, and I don't know, do graham crackers count as a mini cookie? I mean, crackers, animal crackers.
We've had Famous Amos on the show before, at least, I mean, not as a guest.
Do you mean Amos himself?
Well, we talked about Amos because he had, like, a really interesting life story. Like, he was, like, Bob Dylan's manager or something.
Was I present for that episode?
I mean, this may have been one of my occasional secret solo episodes. Okay, wait. I'm going to grab my phone because now I have to know what Famous Amos did before he became a cookie magnet.
Whenever people say magnet, I want them to say magnate. Because magnet is just, I mean, if you're a cookie magnet, it just means you draw a bunch of cookies to you.
Like, I mean, by that definition, we're cookie magnets, right?
Yes.
Okay. Famous Amos.
I'm opening the mini Oreos. I'm very curious about these.
Okay. First of all, Wally Amos, Famous Amos, is still with us. He's pretty old, 86. And now I want some of his cookies. Okay. So he signed Simon and Garfunkel and headed the William Morris Agency's rock and roll department.
What?
He represented musicians such as The Temptations, Sam Cooke, and Marvin Gaye.
Oh, my God.
Signed Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, my God. Famous Amos is a legit famous.
Yes, actually famous. Did not need to start a cookie company, probably, but did it anyway.
Matthew, hold on. I opened the mini Oreos.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. So when I opened them, I was a little bit dismayed to see that the vanilla frosting doesn't go all the way to the edge of the cookies.
Mm.
That
does it,
said,
does it with regular Oreos?
No, but it covers a higher portion of the cookie than it does on these mini ones. That said, what I really like about these Oreo minis is, as everyone knows, the best part of the Oreo is the chocolate cookie.
I don't think everyone agrees with that, but yes.
Everyone knows the best part of the Oreo is the chocolate cookie, which doesn't taste like chocolate. It tastes like brown, but it's delicious. And I feel like somehow the ratio of cookie to spackling that holds the cookies together is better in the Oreo mini than in the Oreo regular.
I think I agree.
Yeah.
I think my favorite Oreo format is still Oreo thins, but yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, are we finding that like little cookies are better than big cookies?
I love the way you say cookies. There's just something about it that's so cute. Do it again. Say cookies.
Cookies.
Abby, could you like, I don't know, isolate that and like set it to a beat? I want to hear it. Mm. Say it again, Matthew. Say it a number of different ways.
That's why we call her Producer Abby, because she's like a major producer of of beats, drum and bass. She didn't sign Simon and Garfunkel, but she signed who's a duo, like a current duo of like cool people, Domi and JD Beck. Okay, we'll say that's who she signed.
Hold on, Matthew, say cookies.
Cookies.
Say it again.
Cookies.
Say it again.
Cookies.
One more time.
You know what I have? Cookies. You know what I have here? I have a jar, and it is not a cookie jar. So, as you know, I was just using U.S. coins to measure Teddy grams, and I've got this coin jar that we used to, back when cash existed, we used to fill this with our leftover change and occasionally take it to the Coinstar machine, and this would hold like $60-$70 worth of change. Mm-hmm. And we never use cash anymore, and so we're stuck with like a like 1/10 full jar of coins that will never be filled. It's kind of sad. I don't even know if there's still a Coinstar machine. Yeah, Chips Ahoy, never been good, probably still is
still not good. That cookie is useless.
In fact,
that is a pointless piece of food.
I think that Chips Ahoy is kind of like a Famous Amos, but crappy.
It's horrible. It's so dumb.
Wally Amos would not have signed this cookie.
You know, I feel like regular size Chips Ahoy, there was a moment there when I could have enjoyed it, like as a kid. I think that I would say that they were good. Not great, but good.
Yeah.
Now, no. That's garbage.
No, it's not good.
That's BS.
Which makes me sad. Like, it should be good.
Okay, but hold on. Let's talk about animal crackers. Because I think that is up there with Famous Amos as being one of the original mini cookies.
Yeah, I think we did a whole animal crackers episode, but it was so long ago and I don't remember anything.
When I was thinking about animal crackers prior to our taping today, I found myself thinking about, like, you know, the original, like, Barnum and Bailey animal crackers. Like, what is that box?
Wally Amos signed Barnum and Bailey?
Is it like a train car? Is it like a portable prison? Like, what is that?
I think it's both, because I think it's like the cars that like the animals would be like towed along in like when the circus was traveling. Maybe? I'm not sure.
I got to pull up a picture because
I know. I mean, I know what you're talking about.
And why are they called crackers?
You're just trying to get me to say cookies again.
Oh, you know, they've changed the packaging. Probably because they didn't want to give the impression that they bring their animals around in jail. Now the packaging just looks like this. It just shows illustrations of animals. But if you look at the vintage 1987 packaging.
Sure.
Which is my era.
Yep.
Oh, this one is a tin. But see, it was like a little animal prison.
Yeah, that's really exactly what it was. And like, I mean, I definitely have like a mental image, probably from like Dumbo or something, of like animals like traveling in like open air rail cars with bars.
Here's one where they tried to get rid of the bars, so the animals just stay in their boxes.
Oh no, the lion escaped and like ate a bunch of children.
Yeah. Okay, the gorilla looks like it's possibly maiming its child.
Mm-hmm.
Or giving it a high five. Hard to say.
Yeah, nature is scary.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET+. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right.
Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever.
I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET+. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
So Matthew, you know, what do we think about these as like a thing? When would you ever buy these? I think you've probably bought them before.
I think I'm going to buy them again. Like, what I want is like a tub. I want a tub of Nutter Butter Bite that I can like go to the root cellar, reach my arm into gorilla style and like, you know, snarf up. Like, I know I said gorilla style, but now I'm thinking of myself more like a front end loader. And like just load a big payload of them into my mouth.
So you want, you know, like at Costco, you can get those like cheese puffs or like cheese balls in like a big canister. You want that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they would go stale pretty quickly, but maybe I'm not sure how to fix that problem.
No, don't worry about fixing that problem. Just eat faster.
Okay.
So, you know, I actually, now that I've encountered these, I can imagine if I were like driving somewhere, I'm going to be in the car for many hours and I like stopped and got something from a fast food place for lunch or something. Mm-hmm. I can imagine picking up a little bag of these at a convenience store.
Yeah, if we were on a road trip and we were stopping for gas and like they had Nutter Butter Bites, like in a,
yeah,
especially if they were in like a bigger, like, you know, a hanging in the, on the rack in the drugstore kind of size of candy or cookies, like we would enjoy that on our road trip.
We would.
Where are we going on this road trip? To see the circus, I guess.
Probably. You know, we haven't been to Portland in a long time. I haven't.
Yeah.
Have you?
No, not in a long time.
I haven't been to Portland since before the pandemic.
No, me neither.
Wow. We could go to Portland and on the way we'll eat some Nutter Butter Bites.
Okay. And then yeah, when we get to Portland we can like go to a food truck.
Mm-hmm.
And then go home.
Nong's Cow Man Guy, maybe?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that sounds good. Okay, wait, but hold on. Anything else?
Oh, there's cookies in my throat.
Say cookies again.
Cookies.
Again. Do it again.
What? Cookies. What?
It's so cute. God, it's so cute. Okay. Anyway, Matthew,
I can do the Cookie Monster voice right now. I wanted to, but I can just feel like it's not going to come out right.
Okay. Don't do it then.
Okay.
Matthew, do we have anything else to say about mini cookies? This was the thinnest episode. Okay.
Like, weren't you researching this episode? What's the history of mini cookies?
You asked me to research the episode.
And you refused.
And I refused. I was like, I'm sorry. I know.
I think what I said was you can research mini cookies ?
Thank you. Well, thanks for coming up with this episode though, Matthew, because
You're so welcome.
This episode has yielded a new perfectly engineered food product. Nutter Butter Bites.
Yeah. So wait, I do have one more thing because like, you know, of course, one popular way to eat an Oreo, which you may or may not know, is to like unscrew it.
Yeah, unscrew it.
And oh, it works well with Nutter Butter Bites also.
Have you tried it with the mini Oreo?
I haven't tried it with the mini Oreo. Now I'm wondering whether the cookie is peanut butter flavored or just the filling.
You're about to find out.
I think the cookie is too. Oh, yeah, it is. Good cookie.
Good cookie. Matthew, what you snacking?
Hey, what you snacking? You gotta tell me what you're snacking. Or I'll release the kraken. So what you snacking?
What you snacking? Nutter Butter Bites?
Yeah, just Nutter Butter Bites. I don't have anything new since last week.
Okay. I've been snacking on Ataulfo mangoes.
Oh, those are the best.
Yeah, 'tis the season.
Okay, yeah, I gotta get some.
Yeah, so good. So good. And also, I find that they are... So as opposed to the Tommy Atkins, is it Tommy Atkins or Akins?
Atkins, I think.
As opposed to that mango, which I think is the one that has been around in the U.S. market for longer and is still the more prevalent one.
As I recall, we did a mango episode. I think we tried both of those varieties, the Ataulfo / champagne mango / Manila mango, I think maybe also.
They often call it a honey mango.
Honey
too.
Mango, yeah, that... we both like that one very much. I think you like the Tommy Atkins more than I did.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I feel like it's a rare experience to get an Atolfo mango that is not very tasty. Whereas yes, with a Tommy Atkins, it is a frequent occurrence.
Yeah, they've always got the sweetness and the give that you're looking for.
That's right. Yes, you should go listen to our mangoes episode,
yeah,
by the way.
Episode number, do you know it off the top of your head?
Nope.
I'm going to say 389.
Oh, no. I think it's up in the 400s.
All right. Well, got to stop and look this up. We got plenty of time because this episode's coming in really short.
Okay.
Spilled milk mangoes. Okay, so I accidentally wrote spilled milk. So we'll see if Google can figure out what I meant. Yeah, you're right. 541.
Oh, no, I said it was in the 400s, but it's in the 500s.
Okay, yeah. There's also a canned milkshake called Spilled Milk with Mango from One Way Brewing. And it is an IPA milkshake. This sounds terrible.
Why are you talking about it?
I don't, because we spent 10 minutes talking about mini cookies. So we were like, well, there isn't anything else to say about mini cookies.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Let's rank artists managed by Wally Amos from like favorite to least favorite. I'm gonna say Marvin Gaye is at the top for me.
Okay. Okay. Who else was there? There was Simon and Garfunkel.
Sam Cooke, and The Temptations. Oh, yeah, this is tough.
Oh, this is tough. I'm going to go with Marvin Gaye, too. I mean, I like Simon and Garfunkel, but not. Yeah. I like the hits of Simon and Garfunkel. Sam Cooke, I feel like one Sam Cooke song for me is worth like three Marvin Gaye. I mean, when Sam Cooke hits, he hits.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. I don't think I actually want to rank these because like they're all legends in their own way.
Okay, let's not do that.
You know what? All of those artists we named pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Matthew. I have a little bit of a now, but wow. I think that it may be a little bit dated by the time this episode comes out.
That's fine.
But there was a Planet Money episode in late March, I think on March 24th, and it is about Osage head rights. So it basically, part of the reason that I was drawn to listen to it is because the Osage people are based in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember learning in Oklahoma state history in fourth grade that Osage County, I think, is the biggest county. Either the biggest or the smallest.
In Oklahoma?
Yeah, that's
okay,
right.
Great.
Anyway, so there is this Planet Money episode about this man who basically was kind of abandoned by his birth mother, who was a member of the Ponca tribe in Oklahoma. And he grew up with an adopted family in Texas. As an adult, went in search of his birth family. Mm-hmm. And basically came to learn that his mother, through, I think, her late husband or something, had what is called Osage head rights. So this would be connected to the Osage peoples of Oklahoma. And basically what it is when like white people came into Oklahoma and were like, ooh, this land is very valuable because there are a lot of minerals in it and expensive things that we can sell for money.
That's a good impression of what white people sound
that
like.
That is exactly what white people sound like. I say that as one of them.
Yes.
I know it well. They basically, Matthew, help me out with the history here. What happened was the Osage people were very wealthy because of this land that they were sitting on.
Right, because of mineral rights. And of course, white people looked at that and said, we can take that away.
Right. And so basically what they did was they found a way to basically be like, hey, we're going to take the rights for this thing, but we'll give you a little bit of money each time we take some of your stuff.
Right.
So Osage head rights is basically for each person who was in the Osage Nation at the time that this treaty or whatever was created, you would get a certain percentage of the money that was brought in by selling the resources on this land. It's called Osage head rights. One head right per person.
Yeah.
So anyway, but it is a fascinating and extremely complex, of course, story of ways in which Native groups in the U.S. were swindled out of money.
Yeah.
And everything.
Yeah.
And it's told really well, of course, by the producers of Planet Money, who are so good at taking some complex historical ideas and making a narrative out of it.
I think it may have been like produced or in collaboration with a different NPR podcast. Does that sound possible?
Not sure about that. By the way, thanks listeners for hanging in there while it took me like 25 minutes to explain Osage Head Rights.
I think you did a good job.
Let's see here. It was produced with help from Osage News.
All right. No, I guess what I was thinking. No, it's a Planet Money production with help from Shannon Shaw Duty of Osage News. Okay, that was our longest Now But Wow ever, but it's a good one. You should definitely go listen to that episode. It's great.
It's a really good one and really interesting to think about. My God, the like cunning and horrible ways in which.
Oh, yeah. No, that is what like one of my favorite quotes from Malcolm X is Malcolm X once said, racism is like a Cadillac. There's a new model every year. And there is no limit to the ingenuity of what white people will do to deprive non-white people of life, liberty, and property.
Mm. Anyway, so yeah, we'll link to it in the head notes. It is the battle over Osage head rights from Planet Money.
All right, that got serious.
That did get serious.
All right, our producer is Abby Circatella. Please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I really love that this particular episode went from mini cookies to the many forms of racism we might encounter over history.
Yeah, I mean, not you and I. We'll encounter them from the wrong side.
That's correct. But anyway, hey, we are a show that brings you a little bit of everything, including mini cookies.
Yes, and you can talk about those things with other listeners at Everything Spilled Milk. Reddit.com.
That's right.
And send us some spilled mail. Contact at spilledmilkpodcast.com.
Yeah, we love your questions.
Thanks. Thank you to the listener whose name I don't remember off the top of my head, but who wrote in to share some indie rock picks with me and kindly allowed me to share some picks with her as well.
Picks?
Picks meaning,
what kind of picks?
Meaning select musical selections, not photos.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk.
The show that tosses your cookies. I thought you would want me to say cookies again, but then you seemed disappointed when I did.
Matthew, it's only because I'm so tired right now that it took me a minute to remember what tossing your cookies means.
Okay.
Okay, I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right.
Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever. I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.